This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That's one of my former pupils calling the O'Neal Cruz broadcast, a.k.a. the StatCast of last night's home run derby. No, not former Marlins pitcher Kevin Brown, the broadcaster Kevin Brown.
One of your former pupils?
Yes. I was the sports director at the student radio station in Syracuse, and my job was to listen to his tapes. He would do a play-by-play or do a mock talk show, and I would have to critique it. And now look at him and look at me. I'm sitting here having chauffeured Harry Callis to a party last night, driving him home at 1:30. Well, not home. Came back here at 1:30, and I said, Callis, where am I dropping you off? He goes, just bring me to the door. I'm going to take a quick cat nap.
Donnie, the implied thing is here, he tried to say, look at him and look at me. I'm driving Callis home, but he's really means, look at me. I'm stuck with you two, you clowns.
No.
He's calling the home run derby. I'm stuck with you two jamokes.
I mean, even if I were working with Pompeiani here, I would say that. He's on the home run derby broadcast. It's a pretty big effing deal.
Problem for him is he's not Chris Berman. And man, the pangs, the Berman pangs were
we didn't have volume on in the clubhouse at the Hayward game. Was that was the alt cast, right? There were two.
There was the main home one with like Carl Ravitch doing like the play-by-play.
Great. Mr. Electricity, Carl Ravitch. And his toupee.
Wet blankets hate being compared to Carl Ravitch. You got DeFabo lodging, I think, a legitimate complaint saying, when I was a kid, he hit that ball at a 45-degree launch with 119 exit velocity, and it went 479 feet. When I was a kid, it was back.
And I think he's dead on.
He is right.
He hit that one to DeKalb County.
Yeah.
He hit that one to Marietta.
Finally, we found a topic that involves DeFabo where he's not going to get mad at us.
Well, no, I'm going to stop talking about him now, lest he feel like somehow I am making him look bad by bringing his name up on the show. Hi, Mike.
So, we'll get to Skeens, but I do want to talk about O'Neal Cruz and the way he, quote, wowed at the home run derby. Because it was cool. It was what most of us expected. This is why baseball let him cut the line like it's Fast Pass at Disney to get into a home run derby despite having a pedestrian home run total. Because he can do stuff like that. He lost, but he won the eye test or the oohs and ahs of last night because of how far he broke a window, apparently, is what I saw. Like he shattered glass like Stone Cold Steve Austin at this home run derby. But my plea to both you and Donnie and our listeners is the following. Can we please just leave it at that? Stop already making more out of this. And I hate to be, you already brought up wet blankets. I hate to be O'Neal Cruz wet blanket again.
I don't think you do hate to be. Well, I think you're pretty comfortable in this posture.
But this is the right take. Jeff Hathorn's here. I got him going on with Crowley saying that last night proved he's worthy of a contract extension. And the Pirates, this is a quote from Jeff, who I respect, who's not hyperbolic Jeff, hot take Jeff. Jeff came on this morning and said, O'Neill Cruz should get the richest contract in Pirates history. He hasn't been better than IKF this year. Because he dazzled in an exhibition contest? Did anybody watch Glenn Rice in the three-point contest and say, let's give this guy $500 million? It's a contest. It's a freaking contest. It's not a game. It's a contest. I'm shocked by the amount of like seemingly smart people who come away from something like this with that take. There were people on Twitter who I also respect saying this will drive up his trade value. No, it won't. Because in real baseball, the 55-year-old pitcher doesn't say, hey, O'Neill, where do you want the ball? And I'm going to try to throw it there every single time.
Do you get
Let's
this,
just leave it so, at this. It was
fun.
Were
these people you saw, like, who are local people, or were these national people saying all this?
Both, actually.
Because I do think that
Across
you have a big
spectrum.
Enough, you cast a big enough shadow that I think people could have said some of this trolling you without actually mentioning
No,
you.
These weren't fans. These were media types.
No, it's not, it's not driving up his trade value. Did Jeff say what he said tongue-in-cheek at all?
No, you want to hear the audio clip? Tell me if this sounds like, you guys know Jeff. Does this sound like tongue-in-cheek, Jeff?
I would consider signing him to the richest deal in Pirates history. That's what I would do. Make it like 5 years, 110, 120, offer that to him. Because you'll never find a talent. Connor Griffin's good. He doesn't have talent like O'Neill Cruz. You won't be able to trade for somebody like that. You won't be able to free agent sign somebody like that. You saw how Skeens just loved. He was around it. He wanted to be there and support him. If you have any hope that Skeens would be here at any point past his free agency, I think Cruz would be a step in that direction, let alone the overall betterment of the ball club.
Jeff! Like, that's actually going to affect Paul Skeens' future with the Pirates, what they do with O'Neill Cruz.
What's Reynolds' contract right now off the top of your head?
106?
7 years, 106?
Yeah.
I think
Chris, he's a one-war player. That's not a $25 million a year guy.
What Jeff is saying there has a side commentary that I find more interesting, which is if you signed O'Neill Cruz for 5 years at $22 million a year, it would make him somewhere, if I had to guess, around the 105th biggest contract or highest paid on average contract in baseball.
Yeah, which is not a lot, but he's not even worth that.
Do you think there are 104 baseball players that are definitely better than him?
Yes. This year, absolutely.
Where was he? I mean, where would that rank him on OPS Plus? Are there 100 guys with over... seriously.
His OPS Plus is what? 103?
Yeah, it's like 106. It's not good.
Okay, so why would you give a guy over $100 million?
If Jeff's point
is... Why is that his takeaway from last night?
If Jeff's point is try to bet on his talent that he'll eventually figure out...
He's 26!
Well, Greg Brown, who's going to come on later, will tell you he's only played two big league seasons equivalent.
And Greg Brown works for the team and Jeff doesn't, and that's the difference there. Come on now. Can't we just enjoy last night for what it was? He's great in competitions like this. They'll probably invite him back every year, and he'll do it every year.
I don't believe you when you said it was nice, it was entertaining.
It was cool.
I don't think you enjoyed it one iota.
No,
I think you hate-watched it.
No, you know why I enjoyed it? Because he did exactly what I thought he would do.
But you said you weren't going to be rooting for him to do that because you were frustrated. So how could you possibly say
I don't know, because
you
it's
enjoyed
cool
yourself.
Watching people hitting baseballs
you
far.
You said your thesis take before yesterday's show ended was, I don't want him to do well.
No, I did not say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
What did you actually say?
I said I did not want him to win.
You don't. Okay, by definition, winning is doing well, so you didn't want him to do as well as he could.
Those are two different things.
So what you should have done was specified you wanted to see him do well,
but
not win.
I'm sorry, Chris. You can't exactly put something like that on a billboard or a t-shirt. I tried to condense my thought down to the simplest thing, which was I didn't want him to win because I didn't want a disappointing, underachieving Pirate player to win the Home Run Derby contest.
Whether you say it explicitly that this isn't the case or not.
I can't believe you're disagreeing with me now and agreeing with Jeff. Why are we arguing?
You should be saying about what Jeff said.
You should be saying Jeff literally said the dumbest things. Well, then why don't we gang up on him? Why are you attacking me?
Because you're on the show with me. Jeff is not. You are presenting your opinion. And whatever you say about you don't know O'Neill Cruz personally, this comes off at very least, as partially a very personal thing, that you have a personal dislike for this person, and that that is clouding to an extreme what is otherwise a fair opinion, which is that it is pretty normal, I think, if you are a Pirates fan, to watch that performance last night, say, damn, that's cool. He hits the ball basically harder than anyone in baseball.
Yep.
And then on the other side, that's the Angel.
Yep.
Because this is my experience. The Devil said, wouldn't it be nice if his OPS plus was above 103? Yes, that's how I feel. You do not seem like a person who actually felt any
I'm
of
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. So what is the correct take today? Let's praise O'Neill Cruz for 4 hours?
He did some cool stuff.
I'm not
going to
do that.
He did some cool stuff
last night. And
that's
what I said. We can run back the tape.
You're not actually... Okay, but what you say and how you say it are two different things. And what you're saying doesn't match the tone, which is F this guy.
So, no, what do you mean that's not...
The tone is this guy pisses me off.
Yes, he does.
I'm mad that he hit the ball very hard last night.
I'm not mad that he hit it hard last night.
Because he isn't a good enough baseball player relative to his talent.
And that's exactly how I feel.
And the last part of it I would agree with, but you are practically screaming at me to tell me how mad you are.
I'm not screaming at you. I'm mad that Jeff would come to that conclusion off of last night.
Then why don't you go bring Jeff in here and you guys can have it out?
Because Jeff's not hosting with me today. You are. That's why.
Which is what I just said to you, but you seem to want to make sure that Jeff's take gets ganged up on. I wouldn't sign him for 5 years, $110 million to make you happy.
I don't understand how this is like in any way me like, you know, jumping a guy. Crowley's take today was he didn't want to actually offer an opinion. He just wanted to throw a question out there, which is one of my pet peeves in sports. He said, did we see the best of O'Neill Cruz last night? Is that the best thing that's ever going to happen to him in his career? Is he never, ever going to do anything on a consistent basis as a player? And what we saw last night was the apex of his career. That's a pretty negative stance to take on it, isn't it? Right? I mean, that's a pretty, like, glass, pretty much bottom of the barrel, empty too.
So he just asked it as a question, though.
Yes,
he
but still, that's a negative slant on
it
last
puts,
night.
It definitely, well, I think it's the most realistic slant. I mean, my takeaway is it's
pretty much
it
the same as mine, except you're getting mad at me for some reason. Yes.
Well, you're just like yelling at me. It's a Tuesday. I don't feel like being yelled at today.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the smart people out there.
The frustration I have is there are people who I think intellectually understand who are out there who understand that he has in no way, shape, or form reached close to his potential as a baseball
right.
player. And that at times it can be, you know, blamed on the Pirates being the Pirates. But I think there's obviously plenty of room to blame O'Neill Cruz for O'Neill Cruz not reaching his potential.
And Donnie, I thought, raised a good point yesterday. He said, if the guy goes 30 and 50, are you still going to say it wasn't a good year? And the more I thought about that, I'm like, I can't.
Much easier. He can go 30 and 50 and have an OPS like of 770 because he just hits home runs and then otherwise strikes out.
I don't know,
out.
Man. If he goes 30-50, I'm going to have to come around to Donnie's side.
Who gives a rat's ass about him stealing 50 bases? Seriously.
What do you mean who gives a rat's ass? It's an extra 90 feet. That's a big deal.
What on this
team?
From
not being in scoring position to being in scoring position.
If he's not stealing home, he's not really in scoring position on the Pirates.
Fair enough. Well, that's another thing people said to me last night. They're like, why don't you take it easy on the guy that's the Pirates' best hitter? Let's say I even agree with that. So he's the best hitter on the worst hitting team in baseball? Not a tough contest to win. Who's the chief competition? Brian Reynolds making way more money than he deserves, or Andrew McCutchen, 38 years old? Wow, let's give him a blue ribbon and a gold star for that. Whipty friggin' do.
The problem is that Cruz is making very little money, and I think a lot of times our critiques of players have to do with, are you living up to your contract?
And great point.
But if we were going to then bring the real venom to the person who's underplaying his contract, we should be skewering Brian Reynolds, barbecuing him on a spit. No, not the way we go after Cruz on this
show. Brian Reynolds wasn't in the home run derby last night. If he was, I
would say Brian Reynolds wouldn't belong in a AAA home run derby, which is a problem because he's making a 9-figure contract.
I agree with that.
He has been a pile of ass all year.
I agree with that.
But people want to hear more of why doesn't Brian Reynolds get the same abuse?
Chris.
The problem is because Brian Reynolds praised the same way as Cruz
exactly.
for hitting laser
Bob
beams.
Walk says, well, not only that, Bob Walk says things like this guy's got Hall of Fame talent. Nobody says that about Brian Reynolds. People say Brian Reynolds is a really nice player. No one says, hey, if Brian Reynolds put it together, he could be in Cooperstown one day. People that have watched baseball for 50 years say that about Cruz.
To be fair, I actually don't believe that if O'Neill Cruz put it all together, he could be in Cooperstown because he is 26. And he would have had to have started playing great baseball at 22
fair
to probably
enough, Chris,
get there.
But he could have quote-unquote Hall of Fame seasons.
He could be a franchise-changing player, and right now he does not appear to ever be on track to
right.
be one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like not happy about that. I'm frustrated.
That's why I'm acting the way that I am.
But you've had a very, regardless of how you think you are portraying your side of this, it doesn't sound like you were able to separate one from the other last night. It doesn't. It sounds like, even though you said it was cool to watch him hit some absolute nukes.
It was.
That you were, what's the meme, Donnie? There's the guy with the smiling mask on, and he has every vein in his neck bulging out behind it.
Yeah, he's secretly furious.
That's how Pony actually watched that last night. He's that guy.
I mean, Donnie, you have to admit that Jeff's take is asinine. Come on now. I know you like Jeff more than me, but that's just a horrible take by him.
I'm not going to pay the guy based on what he did in glorified
I'm saying just pay him, period. He's not a player that's worth that money.
No. He hasn't shown yet that he's a guy you put that
make him
into.
The highest paid player in Pirates history today? Are you on crack cocaine?
I'm not personally, no.
Like, I don't think
that'd
it's
be a, hard to do a show.
I don't
way.
Think it's a good idea for either party.
They made this mistake to a smaller extent with smaller money with Gregory Polanco, but, who showed, by the way, I think more. Well, can I
no, he
say
did
that?
Not. Cruz looks like a much better player than Polanco, I think.
Polanco showed more, I think, consistency early in his career as a hitter before then he crashed out. But yeah, I would not go out there and say sign him to this deal right now, because the only auspices under which you could say that are he's going to figure it out and it's going to look like a bargain. And I think there's hardly a guarantee that he quote-unquote figures it out.
If you give him that money now, you're overpaying him. And if you're Cruz, why would you trust the Pirates to make you a better player? Like, it's to me, well, it's a bad deal for both.
If you have to allocate, just quickly on this, because I know we got to take a break.
But 65-35 him.
On him, not yes, the Pirates.
But that's still a big chunk on them. I said 35%. That's not nothing. If we're cutting a pizza 65-35, you're still getting a lot of pizza.
Well, let's not talk about a food I won't eat. How would you do the blame game for this? For him not so far, two seasons in, not developing, and I disagree with Greg Brown. I think two seasons in, you can start to show you're a big boy and know how to play baseball.
I mean, the player always deserves some, so it's not like it's like 100 on the Pirates and 0 on the player, or like 90 to 10. But it would be easier to jump all over the player if the organization actually showed that they could develop hitters somewhat
regularly.
Yeah,
I totally respect
and
that.
They can't.
I totally get that.
I think Nick Gonzalez is a nice player, but I think he's a good example here. He is already getting overrated by people in this town because he's like a decent player.
What's my favorite saying? You give a guy in the desert who's starving a ham sandwich, he'll think it's filet mignon.
Like, we're already hearing that.
What was that? Sounds like a police scanner.
No.
Like, we already hear, like, oh, Nick Gonzalez, really good player. I'm not going that far. He's a nice player.
He's been a better player than Cruz when he's played this year.
And it's just because he's not an utter failure as a hitter. They're like, hey, one guy got through the cracks. We got one.
Gary's on the fan. Hello, Gary.
This is truly an historic day in the Pittsburgh radio market. For the first time in a long time, I agree with Pony 100%. This is amazing. I heard that this morning when Jeff Hawthorne said that. And I almost threw a peeled potato at the radio.
Why were you peeling potatoes this morning, Gary?
What's that?
Why were you peeling potatoes this morning?
I'm making a dish in the slow cooker, a stew. Oh.
Well, Chris, you could be making like a hash brown or home fries or something
like
that.
I'm not attacking Gary. I love to cook. I've just never heard somebody say I almost threw a peeled potato at the window.
I liked the imagery of it, well, as a matter of fact.
I mean, it's very specific.
He also agreed with me, which helped this point.
For the first time in history, Gary, were you uncomfortable realizing you agree with Pony?
No, not at all. Because
it's an unassailable point.
He nailed it. He nailed it.
Thank you, Gary. And you agree with it. You just don't like the tone in which I'm making the point, which is like the most pedantic thing you've done in a while.
I think that your delivery is harming your overall point, which I do think is correct. That's why I'm the calm voice of reason on this show.
Oh, sure you are.
Calmly bash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
O'Neal yes. Cruz.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're talking O'Neal Cruz and the aftermath of last night's home run derby display. Baseball observers calling it O'Neal Cruz's coming out party. Jeff Hathorn from 93.7 The Fan saying the Pirates should make O'Neal Cruz the highest paid player in team history.
Not the statement it is for other teams if you're trying to become that team's highest paid player in team history, but still. The number to beat, I think, is what, $107 million?
Respectfully disagree.
Do you, though?
I do.
I think if you were hosting with Jeff, you'd get after him. You'd dig in. You'd be throwing body punches.
Well, yeah, you can debate somebody and respect them. You see that in boxing all the time. They talk crap on each other. They slap each other in the face at the press conference.
Well, that's to
sell
tickets.
They beat the tar out of each other. Well, aren't we doing the same thing?
Yes.
Thank you.
But
Owen's on the fan. Hello,
personal.
Owen?
Yep, I'm here.
You're on the air, Owen.
All right, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
So, here's what I think. There's no way you can actually think that some teams then see, nobody even knew of O'Neal Cruz before this night, that they're going to see that potential and want to get him with a hitting coach to better his
wait,
career.
Wait, hold on. Your stance here is that nobody knew who O'Neal Cruz was before tonight or last night, correct?
I think the popularity, all the attention helped.
Aaron Judge, like literally the best hitter in baseball, talked about him last year. The guy plays for the Yankees and has a Hall of Fame track right now, and he was saying O'Neal Cruz can do things other guys just can't.
Are you talking about fans or people inside baseball? I'm already confused by your point.
People inside baseball.
Didn't know who O'Neal Cruz is?
I mean, they knew who he was, but him hitting 513 feet in a home run, I think if I think they're gonna, they might look at the Pirates' training staff. They might want to put him on the Yankees or Dodgers.
Owen, they see the numbers of how far he hits home runs in actual game and the speed in which they leave the bat. They didn't need an exhibition contest to realize that.
Well, yeah, I think he needs to work on his contact. And I think teams might want him for that. And they might think they can boost his contact.
But they didn't need the home run derby to figure that out. They might have already thought that way beforehand. And they're not changing their minds because of last night. What are you talking about?
I mean, I believe that's what I believe. I think you got something personal against Cruz, but I mean,
so
I
wait,
think
if Paul, so if Paul Skeens
went,
so if Paul Skeens struck out the side in the All-Star game tonight, you think that might raise his next contract value?
No, that's not.
It's the same thing.
But,
it's an exhibition.
Everybody talks about Paul Skeens. Everybody wants him.
Thank you, Owen. This is like the end of Billy Madison. Everyone's dumber having listened to that call. Thank you.
So O'Neill Cruz just came out of anonymity? Just a complete unknown?
Donnie, please tell me
Roy
you don't
Hobbs
agree with that.
In the natural?
Please tell me you don't think that teams are looking at the home run derby and saying, we now can unlock that in O'Neill Cruz.
The kind of team in the past that would have looked at a home run derby participant who otherwise couldn't hit and said we can fix him would have probably been the Pirates under Huntington.
Yeah, if I had to guess, teams around baseball were already well aware of who O'Neill Cruz was.
They absolutely were because he got talked about on the broadcast despite being like the guy who by sheer number of home runs did not belong there. He got talked about like a guy that they said might be the favorite. Because everybody knew what his priors were.
Yeah, that's how he got in the home run derby in the first place. Because the word was out around Major League Baseball.
I also want to point out that Owen on the screen here said, when Donnie asks you, where are you calling from? Or Jack today asked him, he said a van. Not a car, not in the car, not a location. I'm specifically in a van.
Maybe riding shotgun in Harry Callis' Town and Country. Callis told me last night that was his dream car for 15 years.
A Chrysler Town and Country.
Yeah.
Just a minivan.
Yep.
Was he going to try to turn it into a shaggin wagon of some kind?
I think it has turned into one with him and his girlfriend. I don't want to like
spill
their tea.
When this van is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Well, hello.
Jeez.
Let me cover my loins.
All right. I think you can stop that right now and never start saying that again. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Said the guy that brought up shaggin wagon before me. Now it's my fault. You were the one that put that thought in my mind in the first place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, Paul Skeens is going to start his second All-Star game tonight. I found a transcript of what we said on this day a year ago, how we felt as Pirates fans as we prepared to watch him pitch in the All-Star game that night. So we'll compare and contrast how we feel. It's like a sixth grade essay, how we compare today versus how we felt the year ago at this time. That music is playing because, number one, NHL 94 got me through my parents' divorce.
That's kind of got grim right away here.
True story.
I believe that it's a true story, but that's sad. I think you're trying to curry sympathy after you came out of the gate like a man on fire here.
Disagree. I think you're completely downplaying the number of people that agree with me on O'Neal Cruz.
I agree with you. I'm just saying you came out of the gate like you were literally a man on fire.
Our sales
screaming.
Manager, Nancy Rich, came in here and asked me if I was hungover. I had two drinks last night.
You lied to her. You told her you didn't drink at all.
I know. Well, yeah, you're right. I did. There was a white law. Tall boy Corona that got spilled by Jack Sawyer, but I'm not going to tell him.
Because he's knocked a my gigantic beer over. Human being.
And super nice guy. You know what I loved about, and I know this is hockey talk, we'll get to it in a second. You know what I loved about the softball game this year, Donnie? No douchebags.
You allowed to say that? Should I dump that?
No, you can. It's a feminine hygiene product. They say it on
douche
NBC.
Douche is a feminine hygiene product. Bag is like adding hole to a different
word. Anyways.
I did it just in case.
Smart. If you're on YouTube.
Craig always says, if you have to question it, go ahead and do it.
No a-holes.
By the way, just to point out, if you're a YouTube watcher of the show, and I always like to make sure the YouTube commenters get their day in court, you would have heard what Pony said right there. They're also now, they took the Shaggin' Wagon Harry Callis stuff, and now we're getting things like turd sandwich. The license plate on the van reads Harry Phallus.
Donnie.
That's horrifying.
No D-bags this year.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And that made for a great game because, for example, the all-time D-bag at this event was Najee Harris.
I knew you were going to say something, and if you hadn't said his name, I was going to consider making a pun.
And I don't think anyone who was around him that day would disagree with me.
I'm still convinced he stole my backpack the one year. The Wild Things like got everybody like a nice backpack.
Yep.
This is probably like 3 years ago. I had my locker right next to his. I go there after the game. Backpack gone.
I am not accusing Najee Harris of petty theft, but
he's a jackass.
He was acting like
Don't try
Nimrod.
To dump that, Donnie. You can't dump anything. Yeah, he was acting poorly.
Well, and I think that same year, maybe the year after, they hired Joey Molinaro to be the MC. He just gets the mic taken from him immediately.
Najee starts saying things in a minor league ballpark full of like 2,500
kids
that you really shouldn't say F-bombs, things
like that. A guy named
nature.
Mike Jones on YouTube. Mike Jones said Najee was low-key a big jerk. Steve heard what you said, Pony, on YouTube. He said, I am calling my congressman because of what Pony said. These folks on YouTube.
Something else that stood out to me about Sawyer. I asked him about the ESPYs because that's where Will Howard is at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I can't believe they're still doing the ESPYs, continue.
He said he got
Should've
invited.
Shut it down after Norm MacDonald hosted in 98.
Or after
baby.
Val Vano gave that speech.
What year was that? 93? Yeah.
He said he got invited But he already had told Cam and all the guys at the Wild Things that he was going to play. So.
I knew I liked that guy. And I'm going to make a prediction.
And I said, man, you probably could have been up there for like play of the year too in college football.
And I'm going to continue my string of predictions off that game. Year one, I said Kendrick Green's never going to be an NFL center. Guy couldn't even catch a pop fly over at first base. Not coordinated, too small. Major problems.
Prediction two was that Mitch Trubisky would be a terrible quarterback because he didn't have the gumption to call you out and confront you about hitting last.
Yep. My observation last year, you guys remember, I thought Roman Wilson was too small. I was alarmed by just how tiny he was.
Jury out on that one, but I feel like I'm getting a little too much best shape of his life stuff from
and
people.
This year's observation is actually a great one. I see a future All-Pro in Jack Sawyer. I see a guy who is going to be a total badass and a force to be reckoned
with. Why did
he
last as far as he did in the draft then would be the question you got to ask. I'm not saying mid-round picks
can't become all-pros. Why did Greg Lloyd drop into the sixth round?
Probably because when Greg Lloyd got drafted, scouting was nowhere near the intensive process that it is today.
Well, there could be paralysis by analysis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or is Jack Sawyer a tweener?
He ain't no tweener. He's a big man, and he is a strong man, Jack Sawyer.
Yes, but he could be a tweener in the sense that he could be maybe better suited as a, I don't know.
Defensive end?
Hypothesizing
here. In a 3-4?
Yes. DeMarvin Leal, a big guy and a strong guy, a tweener.
I don't think he's as big as Sawyer. I've seen both.
Well, Leal was listed as bigger. He was like listed as 6'5",
I don't trust it.
You don't? Oh, like, is this a Tino Sinceri media guide situation listed at 6'2", 210?
Well, whatever they list,
about 5'11".
Donnie, back me up on this. Whatever they list Sawyer at, he's every bit the height and weight.
Pony is
he's a big dude.
Pony is 6'3", Donnie, like an actual 6'3". How tall is Sawyer based on that?
He's definitely taller. So, I mean.
6'5"?
I would think 6'5".
Man, the rare guy who might have been under-heighted at the combine.
Dickerson's kids thought I was Paul Skeens. They ran up to me on the field and asked for my autograph and said, Paul, can you sign this for me? I said, Paul who? They said Skeens.
They definitely thought that after your line drive snag.
Yeah.
Which I will fully back up Pony on.
Imagine
how we'll get to that later.
Imagine how impressed they'd be if they met the real Paul Skeens and how much more impressive he is than you.
Was that comment necessary? Because it was pretty much...
I
don't know if that's a zinger. That's like the lowest hanging fruit of all time. Yes, the entire free world knows Paul Skeens, a better baseball player than me.
Is he taller than Sawyer?
Skeens? Yeah, he is. But Skeens is built more like an oval. And
I don't think that's necessarily the flattering comment you want it to be here.
I didn't mean it as one. And
you're saying Paul Skeens, the most gifted pitcher ever, maybe, yeah, is built like an oval?
Well, not horizontal, vertical. Draw a vertical oval.
An oval is not a shape you want to compare an athlete to.
And then
to.
Sawyer is more of a
Grimace
square rectangle.
Is more like an oval.
Why is the YouTube channel now giving you more attention than me? They've put me in a small box and
They are clearly working on something back there because one of them has taken over the stream computer in here. So,
all right.
Anyway.
I wanted to get to this Lemieux article in The Athletic, but then when I tried to read it, I must have forgotten which username and password is my actual one on The Athletic's website.
Okay.
And I can't get access to the article. So what did it say?
So Yoey put this back up there. Pierre LeBrun had the initial...
why did you say his name that way? You like emphasized it like you wanted it to sound extra French.
Because I'm pretty sure that's how Pierre LeBrun says his name.
Okay, you just said it more Americanized.
All I
that
said
time.
Was LeBrun. No, I didn't say Le. I said LeBrun. I said the Brun.
LeBrun James.
Yeah, LeBrun James. Exactly.
Here we go. You're like Pierre LeBrun.
No, I said Pierre LeBrun.
Pierre LeBrun said.
Who am I? Joe Block now?
Joe doesn't do that with French names.
He does it. He makes sure he puts, and I think this is proper on his part.
The Spanish names.
He does pronounce the Spanish names with the right accent. Anyway.
He does.
Josh's headline here is, or his lead graph, a group headline by former NHL owner and superstar Mario Lemieux remains, very interested in buying the Pittsburgh Penguins, according to a source close to the potential ownership group who has been briefed on discussions. He goes on to give you some of the details. Puts Pierre LeBrun's tweet in his article, embeds it in there. And here is the meaty part of this, is that FSG, Their quote is, quote, "We've seen the speculation, and as we've previously shared with the media, Fenway Sports Group is currently engaged in a process to explore a potential minority investment in the Pittsburgh Penguins," end quote. They also then say they want a small passive ownership partner. Here is where I kind of gather there is a disconnect, Pony.
Between who?
What FSG wants and what they want to sell and what Lemieux wants to buy. Lemieux and Burkle, the way Josh writes this, it's very clear. They want control of the team.
And FSG doesn't want to do that.
And FSG, according to their own quotes, does not want to cede majority control
to an
outside group.
So then it's not going to happen unless they way overpay for something they already sold. And that's a really hard thing to do.
Correct. And you have to have
true
FU money.
Because you could have just kept it. You could have just kept it the entire time instead of selling it and then having to buy it back.
There's
for
also,
more.
Yoey also adds some color here in his very last paragraph, and I'm skimming it. You should go read it if you have The Athletic.
And
Josh
can figure out your passwords and usernames.
Josh did a good job with this. According to the source, the Lemieux-Burkle Group anticipates that the NHL is going to add two expansion teams at some point in the next few years, which would produce a windfall for all the league's teams.
We need hockey teams?
I thought the same thing, but that almost seems...
They already have 32 teams.
I know, Pony. The thought of a 34-team NHL is ghastly to me. The thought of 34 pro teams in any sport in this country is ghastly. My point is...
Except football.
No, we have enough, actually.
I want 40.
You'd be the first person bitching that the quality of play has gone down.
I wouldn't, because it's more football.
We can't find a good, 32 good quarterbacks in this league.
Kenny would get a starting job if there were 40.
My point stands. Anyway... you've got a situation here where it's clear that they want to buy back in, I would think, for two reasons. One, I think Lemieux, especially, is scratching the itch and wants to get back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you just said it would be hard to buy something for a much higher price than you just sold it. I would imagine that the financial windfall that two expansion teams would produce, they feel like would deflect some of that kind of sticker shock.
Interesting.
That's how I'm interpreting it, at least.
I would interpret it my own way, but I can't access the article.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.